Wednesday, September 17th. Memorial of the Stigmata of St. Francis. The Epistle from the Letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Brethren, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me, and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And whosoever shall follow this rule, peace on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth let no man be troublesome to me, for I bear the marks of the Lord Jesus in my body. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brethren. Amen. Haydock Commentary. There are three principal parts in this epistle to the Galatians. The first is the history of the vocation of St. Paul. The second is on justification and the abrogation of the law. The third is an exhortation to persevere in Christian liberty, to avoid its abuse, and to perform the various duties of a Christian. I bear the marks of the Lord Jesus in my body, by the stripes and wounds I have received for preaching the gospel. Formerly it was not unusual to stamp certain characters on the bodies of soldiers, fugitives, and of domestics, purposely to distinguish them. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 27. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For he that will save his life shall lose it, and he that shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what doth it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul? Or what exchange shall a man give for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then will he render to every man according to his works. Haydock Commentary. St. John Chrysostom, Euthymius, Theophylactus, and others show that by Christ's words here, free will is confirmed. Do not expect, O Peter, that since you have confessed me to be the Son of God, you are immediately to be crowned, as if this were sufficient for salvation, and that the rest of your days may be spent in idleness and pleasure. For although by my power as Son of God I could free you from every danger and trouble, yet this I will not do for your sake, that you may yourself contribute to your glory and become the more illustrious. Whosoever will save his life, that is, his soul. In the style of the Scriptures, the word soul is sometimes put for the life of the body, sometimes for the whole man. Whosoever acts against duty and conscience to save the life of his body shall lose eternal life, and whoever makes the sacrifice of his life or the comforts and conveniences of life for conscience' sake shall be rewarded with life eternal. Jesus Christ, wishing to show his disciples the greatness of his glory at his future coming, reveals to them in this life as much as it was possible for them to comprehend, purposely to strengthen them against the scandal of his ignominious death. So says St. John Chrysostom.